The New Testament Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, a short course for men. The city of Philippi as it appeared in 200 BC, how the same site appeared in AD 2023. Philippi is located in the North Aegean Sea, then in the province of Macedonia. A short history of Philippi, Macedonia. The city is said to have been founded in about 360 BC as Conides. It was conquered by Philip II in 356 BC because he wanted to take control of the nearby gold mines. The Romans conquered the city in 168 BC, incorporating it into the empire. It was made a Roman colony in 42 BC. More about that later. The city was evangelized by the Apostle Paul in about the year AD 49. It was destroyed in the year AD 619 by a strong earthquake. There was also an earthquake in AD 49. The site was completely abandoned after the Ottoman conquest in the 14th century and made a UNESCO World Heritage Site in AD 2016. The establishment of Roman settlements and colonies was an imperial strategist. As you see in this map, there were many hundreds of such settlements. In the first century AD, Roman colonies were usually characterized by the following traits. First, this was a strategy to secure conquered lands. A colony was settled by Roman citizens, many of which were military veterans. Settlers received land grants and were tasked with spreading the Latin language and Roman law. Colonists had a right to vote in municipal elections, and indeed each colony had a municipal government, which was often exempted from Roman taxes, but had specific religious rites and ceremonies required of all residents, except Jews, many early Christians being Jewish. Philippi was founded during Paul's second missionary journey, beginning in Antioch and continuing through many cities, back through Jerusalem to Antioch. Paul is known to have made at least three church planting journeys. Between 44 and 50, he visited Antioch, Seleucia, Salamis, and Paphos. Between 50 and 53, Iconium, Lystra, Derbe, Perga, Attalia, Troas, and Philippi. And then in 53 to 58, Thessalonica, Berea, Corinth, Ephesus, and Jerusalem. He likely also had a fourth missionary journey following his imprisonment in Rome, establishing churches in Spain. Paul was imprisoned at least twice in Caesarea for 2 years, where he was held despite being found innocent by Governor Felix, who hoped for a bribe to secure Paul's release. Paul was then sent to Rome, where he spent 2 years under house arrest. The Chronides River today, which flowed near Philippi. So we read in Acts chapter 16 about the founding of the church in Philippi. Verse 12, Philippi is a leading city of that district of Macedonia, a Roman colony. We stayed in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the city gate to the side of the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. Interestingly, no remains of a Jewish synagogue have been found inside the city proper. So Paul and Silas spoke to a number of women. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had assembled there. A woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a God-fearing woman, listened to us. The Lord opened her heart to respond to what Paul was saying. As a dealer in purple cloth, which was quite expensive, Lydia was probably wealthy. She's called a God-fearer, a technical term for a Gentile who converts to Judaism or who worships the God of the Jewish Bible. It was an apostolic practice to baptize entire households when possible. After she and her household were baptized, she urged us, "If you consider me to be a believer in the Lord, then come and stay in my house." She persuaded us. There is humor in the Bible. Now, as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl met us who had a python spirit that enabled her to foretell the future by supernatural means. A demon called Python was said to be associated with the Oracle of Delphi. The young woman followed after the apostles, shouting. She followed behind Paul and us and kept crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." She continued to do this for many days, but Paul became greatly annoyed and turned and said to the spirit, before that, the phrase "the way of salvation" could be translated "a way of salvation," for there is no definite article in the Greek text, which may have been itself a translation from Latin, which has no definite article. Paul speaks to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out of her at once. But when her owners saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. The term marketplace translates the agora, or city center, which was both a commercial and an administrative center. Paul will soon be incarcerated. How do you deal with common spirits? You recognize a common spirit because it does or says something unusual. Such spirits often will speak truth, but do so inaccurately. Spirits seek attention from human beings, and oppressed humans act quite involuntarily. This becomes annoying to true believers, but such spirits must submit to the name Lord Jesus Christ and must leave when commanded to do so. But before they do, they may move others to react adversely. Now, what were magistrates in ancient Rome? When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are throwing our city into confusion. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us to accept or practice since we are Romans." Well, magistrates were like justice of the peace who could give instant decisions. Now, the Romans practiced idolatry and considered Jewish practices to be illegal for themselves. We're unsure just where the prison was located, but it may have been a site such as this, found in Philippi. The crowd joined the attack against them, and the magistrates tore the clothes off Paul and Silas and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had beaten them severely, they threw them into prison and commanded the jailer to guard them securely, which he did. They were beaten. Although it was illegal to beat Roman citizens, they had not first asked Paul or Silas whether they were citizens. We shall learn about the jailer a little later. Paul and Silas are in prison. What are they doing? About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. The jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. How can one experience joy in prison? Have you had such an experience? And how can the jailer experience dread in prison? Well, according to Roman law, if a jailer lost his prisoners, the jailer would be tortured and put to death. So, what does he say to Paul and Silas? Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. If he was a Roman officer, then he was not allowed to marry, but he could have had many servants. But what did the jailer mean by to be saved? To be saved from death, or to be saved forever? And what did they mean by believe in the Lord Jesus? What is faith? The magistrates came and apologized to them. They took them out and asked them to leave the city, for the magistrates themselves could have been punished by Rome for having beaten a Roman citizen. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydia. And when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. So in the few days that Paul and Silas were in Philippi, they had started a church with new believers, which met in Lydia's home. Already they were called brothers. So Lydia, was she a woman home church leader? And by brothers, we understand that Paul meant both men and women believers. Paul and Timothy are later again in prison, composing this epistle, this letter, to the Philippian believers. We read in Philippians 1, "The whole imperial guard and everyone else knows that I am in prison for the sake of Christ. And most of the brothers and sisters, having confidence in the Lord because of my imprisonment, now more than ever dare to speak the word fearlessly." So Paul will make a strong connection in his epistle between his current condition, the Philippians' current condition, and their experience with him when he was with them in Philippi. We know that Paul was put in prison at Ephesus, at Caesarea Maritima, and at Rome. Which was it here? If you care to continue with this course, then your assignment for next time is to read the entire epistle to the Philippians, to study verses 1 through 11. We recommend that you visit netbible.org and that you visit our website at philippians.site, S-I-T-E, and memorize at least one verse in that passage.